Put the recording on, yeah. Okay, so here we are with Michael Dean Demeron and his band in at Songwriters Guild Live. You just arrived in...
3 days ago, maybe.
Okay.
3 days ago. It was
Monday morning.
Monday morning, yeah. Horrifying experience. I hate to fly. I'm terrified of planes.
Okay.
So...
Oh, well, you made it.
I made it.
So that's
and
good.
Being here is wonderful. I mean, I've never done this before, so seeing a different city, I mean, it just blows my mind, you know.
Great.
How cool it is here.
You've never been to Europe before?
Well, for a minute, when I was 17, like, I was in the army, and I got stationed in Turkey, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but never this part. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, enjoy it. You're touring, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about it later. Let's start with a song.
Okay, cool.
What song you want to play?
This is a song. It's called Little Hero. It's about my dog. I had a dog that I loved more than anything in this world, and he died a couple years ago, and it's just a little tribute. I love that little dog more than I love people, like more than I love anything in this world. So this is about my little dog. Sit still, little boy. Won't take a picture of you. I wish I knew. Went on inside your head. He said, "That's easy, Dad. I like long walks with you. Belly rubs in the taste of the wet dog food." Now this song I'm about to sing in 3/4 time, there's something magic about an old man and his dog. Got a cause, gonna make you cry, make you shout. I'm gonna love you, little boy, till my soul bleeds out. I'm gonna love you, little boy. My little hero, rest your tired head. Love you now, love you forever. That's what your old man said. Old man said, now he's a fighter, tough just like a soldier, on the beaches in Normandy. But life's got a way of kicking your ass, making you sick and putting you down on your knees. But I can feel you, Lord, I feel you in my heart, and I believe. You're up in the clouds with your tongue hanging out. Now you're watching over me. My little hero, rest your tired head. Underneath the blue skies, that's what your old man said. That's what your old man said. You're gone. There's one less good thing in this world. But this for sure I know. If God don't let little dogs up into heaven, man, I ain't gonna go. Man, I ain't gonna go without my little hero. Rest your tired head. I love you now, I love you forever. That's what your old man said. That's what your old man said. That's what your old man said.
That's great, man.
Killer.
Good song.
Thank you.
Yeah. for all the dog lovers out there. Yeah.
I love dogs, man.
More than people.
And it's the title track off the new album.
Yeah. Well, let's do one more song before I start asking questions. Just to get you guys into it.
This is a song on a record that came out a couple years ago. It's maybe 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Father's Day. It's about my father, and he was a pretty gnarly dude.
Gnarly.
Yeah, he's a bad dude. He's a bad man. Anyway, right. This here's for my pop.
Okay.
Daddy built houses. Wicked was his hammer. He made men like Jimmy, Paul, and me. He was the thunder. He was the rain crawling down my cheek. And he had his reasons. Up in the blue sky, he flew like an angel on a single wing. And I hold bitter my first memory of white clouds and fear. He said, son, if you're gonna go far, get yourself a good pair of walking boots. Take you where you need to be. Take you far away from me. Same with his anger. His mind was a chessboard, lost in a lake of fire. And I broke the family clock. Yeah, all time stopped. Ain't nothing ever gonna fix this messed up world. He said, son, if you're gonna go far, get yourself a good pair of walking boots. Take you where you need to be. Take you far away from me. Daddy died all alone in the hot Nevada desert. Years of hard living made him paper thin. Daddy died all alone and God was not present. I wish I'd have been there to comfort him. He told me, son, if you're gonna go far, yourself a good pair of
walking boots that take you where you need to be. Take you far away. He says, son, if you're gonna go far, get yourself prepared for Red Wing boots. Take you where you need to be, need to be. Take you far away from me.
Yeah, that's not a. Is there a lot of love lost between you and your daddy, or?
Oh, he's dead. Yeah, it's all gone. It's all lost. But no, he was a paradox. He was a when he was sober, he could show great kindness and compassion and intelligence. But the thing is, he wasn't very sober very much. So
right.
A lot of violence and
yeah,
you know, just bad things, like a brutal human being.
Yeah,
you know. So
well, the song really portrayed that very well.
Oh, good, man. I guess that's good. I mean, yeah, thank you, sir.
It's a very good song. You're the you write your own songs, right?
And, yes, sir.
And do you work with a band at home, or is this?
Well, these are your
buddies.
Alan, yeah, just Alan Hunter.
Alan Hunter.
Yeah, hey. The esteemed Alan nice Hunter.
Yeah, I heard you were also. Had something to do with the band Eels?
Yeah, I'm the touring bass player since 2005.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guys,
so
look
I really
at that.
Scored with
so
that.
I'll be back in Amsterdam this summer.
Good. So Eels is going to be back. Great. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
And this is Dan Eccles.
Hey, Dan.
The esteemed Dan Eccles. He's one of the greatest human beings I've ever known in my life.
Yeah.
He works cheap, too.
Right
so.
Back at you.
He's a great guitarist. I can hear that.
He's a great guitarist.
With a good sound.
He was in a band called Richmond Fontaine.
Mm-hmm.
Toured over here a bunch. They're pretty renowned, as well as the DeLines. They're doing the DeLines now. But Dan played in that band for years, and Fernando, another great songwriter. So I feel very blessed to have these two guys watching my back. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm blown away, actually. I wake up, and I'm like, wow, really? What? Why? You know, what did I do to deserve this? You know,
you are living in the same spot, or how do you do that?
We live in Portland,
same town. Yeah.
Same town.
Portland,
yeah.
Maine, or
Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
West Coast.
Yeah.
West Coast. Yeah.
West Coast.
And you write a song and then you go and meet your buddies and say, "Well, I got a new song. How does that work?"
Well, I this last record we made. I just kind of gave Dan rough drafts of everything. I just went and laid them down, and then Dan started manipulating them and doing it and arranging and doing stuff. And to me, that's all like NASA. Like, I don't understand the technology aspect of things.
Yeah.
So Dan just nailed it, and he does everything. And then Alan's been playing with me since forever.
Yeah.
So he knows everything I've ever done. And we just, I don't know, it just kind of fits natural. It just kind of fits. It just fell into place.
And the drums, see?
No.
No drums ever.
Oh, that's my right hand. This is the drum.
Great. Okay. So you got no drums on the record.
Don't want them. No. Well, there's some little tapping things, but not little percussive things. But Dan did all that.
Like, like electronic sort of stuff, or.
Yeah, just making do, just to fill in. You know, there's a couple tunes with some, you know, drum sounding like kit stuff, but it's
a lot of clapping. You know,
it's
organic.
Not, it's not super sophisto drumming.
Yeah,
it's just a beat in there.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Fill it in, and
it's actually quite modern, actually.
It's so much easier to tour without dragging drums.
It's a lot
and,
easier to tour,
and drummers is drummers can be very challenging.
You don't need to bring a drummer. That's the greatest thing.
Yeah. You want money?
I'm a drummer myself, so
you
can say that.
Oh, we love drummers.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not on the tour.
Great.
Yeah.
So when you write a song, do you start with music or with lyrics?
I'll write a line, maybe something that resonates within me, like something that moves me. Like, it has to move me every time, or I can't do it every night playing. Well, I don't play every night, but I do 150, a couple hundred shows a year. We play a lot, and so it has to move me for sure. So it'll start with one line and I'll sit on it and let it cook. And, you know, and usually it comes pretty fast. And then I'm very limited with my knowledge of guitar, fretboard stuff. So I usually keep it in first position. And, you know, I don't think, and that's why these guys, you know, make the real music, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. I just write a basic chord structure and let them go to town on it, you know.
Make it all complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overcomplicated.
Yeah. But you're rhythmically, you're really well.
Oh, thank you.
Well versed, right?
That always meant more to me than this other stuff. And I'm really not good with that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I told Dan the other day, before I die, I want to be Johnny Winter, but it's not going to happen.
No.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, try.
I can try, but try to.
It's part of the fun, just trying.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, great. You guys want to play another song?
Sure.
Yeah.
What did we say we want to do?
Saturday,
okay. Okay, can I tune real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you tell me what tuning you're going to do,
it's normal.
Just normal.
It's the only one standard. I know. I learned Kashmir one time and then I forgot it right after I learned it.
Oh, yeah. So you always play in normal tuning, standard tuning?
A capo, you know, like every songwriter just kind of diddle with the capo. And...
yeah.
Nothing fancy. Which album is this off?
This is off an Son of a Bitch album. I was in a band called I Can Lick Any Son of a Bitch in the House. And,
yeah. I read in the bio here. Yeah.
What's that?
I read that in the bio.
Yeah. And it was fairly, we did a lot, you know, we toured a bunch and toured with a lot of great bands, the Drive-By Truckers and the Lucero and stuff like that. Mm.
What kind of music was that?
Just like Rage Against the Machine with Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, mixed together.
Southern rock with
political lyrics, you know, very progressive political kind of themes.
Great.
You know, because I grew up in a very redneck kind of family, you know, kind of weird, you know, just country folks.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very not that, you know. I was very drawn to other things. So.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, it's called Saturday. It's about living in Oklahoma as a little boy, and that. Left a Tahiti lounge drinking again. Mama, oh mama, now where did you go? One more night your little boy got left alone. That's okay, you know why? 'Cause I got my Saturday. Yeah, I got me some cartoons. You can lay up drunk all day. I got Captain Crunch and Scooby-Doo. Yes, I do. Woo! Gonna go down to that old fishing hole. 9 years old, kicking frogs all along. Then I'm gonna stroll the Dairy Queen. Give me a dilly bar or cheddar dip corn and a steak finger basket, mama. I do love my Saturday. All I got to do is pretend. Close my eyes, count three and pray. Mama, you ain't gonna hit me again. Hell no. Watch a ball game with Grandpa in the afternoon. New York Mets are playing in Cincinnati town. Vertical hold on the black and white don't work too good, no. That's okay, 'cause Tom Seaver's on the mound. And he ain't throwing nothing but strikes, you know. I do love my Saturday. Playing pitchback ball outside. Climbing trees, I'm not afraid. Someday I'm gonna leave this world, I'm gonna fly.
goodbye. Made the best fried chicken in town. Plenty of grape Kool-Aid, you know, to wash it down. Tonight I'm gonna go to bed with my belly full. I'll wake up later and watch the midnight special with Wolfman Jack and that Cheap Trick is on it. Saturday has come and gone, but it will be back again. 6 days to wait, man, that ain't too long. I got baseball cards and plastic army men. And Saturday. And Saturday. Saturday, yeah.
Nice, guys.
Thank you.
Got a lot of people on Facebook saying that they really like it.
Oh, right on. So, you know, I mean, right now, in real time?
Yeah, yeah.
No kidding, man.
It's streaming.
Thank you,
on Facebook at the
folks,
moment.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. They're all saying things like yeehaw and just liking it very much.
Right on.
Yeah. So this is called Americana, isn't it? I mean, that's how I advertised it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think... The whole world is, well, the music industry, everything's sub-genreized and, you know, just put into little boxes. I just like, when I talk about music, I just like to call it either good or not good.
That's true.
And that's whoever, how you see it, you know? My good is somebody else's not good, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Americana, sure, you know, but.
But that's not something that you specifically aim for.
No, I just, it's just music. Yeah, yeah, it's just playing. So I got so many different influences.
You could do something.
Americana.
No, true.
Yeah.
But you do other stuff as well. It just depends on what comes out.
Yeah, just whatever feeling. I mean, I like to play heavy, hard, soft as a feather, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Every feeling at the time.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
blues,
good.
Though. I like the blues a lot, so I'm like to be based in that mostly, but, you know, it's whatever.
Do you have any artists that you draw from?
Well, as far as songwriters, there's a bunch of songwriters that I adore and love, and I've got to see up close, and, you know... Towns Van Zandt being one of them. And then Guy Clark, a lot of the Texas guys, songwriters. Lyle Lovett. Stuff like that. But it's, you know, other things, you know, Black Sabbath and Thin Lizzy and, you know, just stuff like that. It's what I grew up with, you know.
Yeah.
Warren Zevon,
big time. Loved Warren Zevon.
Oh, yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. That's what just moves me when those good lyrics come in and rip your heart out, you know.
So it is also very much about the lyrics for you, isn't it?
It's everything about the lyrics to me. Like,
otherwise, it's just a jam.
Yeah.
The music is
the
jam
too,
for the
but
lyrics.
I love the, my thing is I like to write a good lyric. And I, most of the people that I look up to, that's what they do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A cat named John Moreland in America. He's an amazing songwriter. Micah Schnabel from a band called Two Cow Garage. A lot of guys. I mean, there's so many of them. You could go on and on all day, you know.
Yeah. Is there any... things you can say about lyric writing that for other songwriters who are listening?
My thing is first thought, best thought. I don't try to rewrite too much, which maybe I should, but and I don't know, maybe at some point I will, but I usually for the last 15 years I just kind of whatever spits out the first draft is kind of what I go with.
That's a good one.
As long as it resonates in my heart, you know?
You make it work after.
Yeah, and it'll change over the course of time. Even after you record it, it'll change from, you know, you'll start adding little phonetic things and, you know, little yips and yaps and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's my thing. I know some people rewrite something to death, and that's cool too. It works, you know, but my thing is just first thought, best thought.
First thought, best thought.
Yeah.
And we're going to take that with us. It's a good one. You want to do one last song, guys?
Yes, sir. Love to.
Sure.
Can we do Diabetes Blues?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I went
Diabetes
on,
Blues, you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, it's about diabetes. I went on tour 2 years ago, and right before I left, I got diagnosed with it. And
oh, dear.
So I had to quit drinking and quit eating garbage food. And,
yeah.
And on the road, that's very hard, so I had to be very disciplined, which I'm not good at.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really sick, so I did cancel like 4 shows. We did 2 months and a lot of shows, and I missed like the last 4 because I got too sick and I had to go home. But this is about diabetes.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha.
Haven't you heard the news? Haven't you heard the news? I got them low down. Blood sugar's all spiked up. I got diabetes blue. Well, I'm gonna go on, take my spike. Gonna go on, man, take my spike. Sweat these pins and needles in the dark of the night. Gonna go on, man, and take my spike. Tell me, why's that savior on the cross? Tell me, why that skinny boy on the cross? I gained nothing by it, man, and everything get lost. Who put that skinny man up on the cross? Take my legs. Doctor, please don't take my goddamn legs. Tell me, how am I gonna get down on my knees to beg? Doctor, if you take my legs. Doctor, if you take my legs. Haven't you heard the news? You heard news. I got them low down. Blood sugar's all spiked up. I got diabetes blues. Diabetes blues. Diabetes. Lord, I got a goddamn diabetes blues. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, great, guys.
Thanks,
that's
Bob.
Awesome.
Can we plug our show tonight real
sure,
quick?
Sure, yeah. I was going to ask you guys, so go ahead.
Okay, Alan, will you do this? Because I don't know the names and everything.
Yeah, so we're playing tonight in Jordan at Malamalo.
Malamalo tonight. It's everybody knows it.
11 o'clock showtime.
Great.
Tomorrow night we're out in Harlem.
Harlem, which bar?
Wolfhound.
Irish bar. Great.
Down in the basement.
Good places. Yeah,
beautiful spot. And then we're back in Amsterdam on Saturday night at the Torpedo Theater.
Ah, the tiniest theater of Amsterdam.
Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's like 30, 35 tickets. You can go to Mike's website. We've got an event thing posted on Facebook for it. You can reserve tickets.
Yeah.
We recommend that.
That's awesome.
And all of it's cheap, affordable prices.
And yeah,
we'll have copies of the new record there and T-shirts and all kind of stuff at the thing, and it's gonna be a party.
Good, Michael Dean Demeron, you're playing.
Sir, thank you for having us. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much, bro.
Yeah,
yeah.
I appreciate that you guys are playing for us.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
For the songwriting community.
I'm so humble. I mean, seriously, I'm just overwhelmed by how wonderful
first
this
gig.
Is.
Okay, great.
First gig.
Yeah.
Woo! First gig on the continent and in Europe. Okay, great.
Killer.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
This was Songwriters Guild Live, and I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Good job, everybody.
That was fun. Woo.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
Thanks
fun.
For having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was scared. I really was. I was scared.
That's healthy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oké, we gaan beginnen hoor. Klausing, welkom bij de radioshow. Waar zullen we eens mee beginnen? Met een liedje maar, hè? Songwriters Guild Live in the house, met Klausing dus. En welk liedje wil je mee starten?
Wassertropfen. Waterdruppel in het Nederlands.
Wassertropfen. Okay. Wassertropfen.
Wassertropfen, ja.
Oké. Zoals we het gewend zijn, mooie Duitsstalige teksten op toch wel klassiek aandoende gitaarmuziek.
Met een touch flamenco erbij.
Ja, flamenco, ja. Dat is ook wel een ding, ja. Ja, je komt uit Deventer, geloof ik?
Zutphen,
oh ja. En... speel je veel in het oosten of juist meer in het westen? Of?
Voornamelijk in het oosten, ja. Rondom Zutphen, Nijmegen,
ja.
Arnhem. Ja.
En de Duitse taal, dat doet het daar wel goed ook?
Ja, af en toe in Duitsland is wel makkelijk gespeeld natuurlijk. Hè. Af en toe heb ik ook in Kleve gespeeld en ben daar ook in een cd aan het opnemen. En dan wil ik daar ook kleine theaters aanschrijven om dan ook gericht naartoe te rijden. Maar het is een langzaam proces.
Ja, tuurlijk, ja. Snap ik. En... dus je bent bezig met een album. Is dat je eerste album?
Ja, een EP'tje zit. Een half uur duurt die.
Oké.
Het eerste studioproduct.
Te gek. Leuk. En komt de nummer er ook op wat je net hebt gespeeld?
Ja, wat ik net heb gespeeld is het openingsnummer van de cd. En het tweede nummer wat ik daar ga spelen komt ook op cd. En dan komen de twee nummers die wat nieuwer zijn.
Ja, oh, oké.
Dus vandaag een mix van beide dingen.
Ja, nou, ik ben wel benieuwd naar het volgende nummer eigenlijk. Dus eigenlijk het tweede nummer van de EP die gaat komen.
Ja. En net het laatste nummer heet Anruf ins All.
Oké.
Anruf in het heelal. Ik wil even dat je daar een beetje bij stemt.
Ja, natuurlijk. Anruf ins All.
Ja.
Oké.
Anruf ins All, gereizt durchs Entzücken, Anruf ins All, erleichtert bin ich. Anruf ins All, gereizt durchs Entzücken, Anruf ins All, erleichtert bin ich. Noch nicht da ist in dieser Welt, wo der Blick an jedem festhält, wage ich stets von Neuem zu schöpfen. In dieser Welt, wo mich's Bild vom Herzen fernhält, achte ich auf mein Herzensregen. Mein Wunsch, mein Ruf ins All. Anruf ins All, gereizt durchs Entzücken, Anruf ins All, erleichtert bin ich. Anruf ins All, gereizt durchs Entzücken, Anruf ins All, erleichtert bin ich. Thank you. Anrufins, all gereizt durchs Entzücken. Anrufins, all erleichtert bin ich. Anrufins, all gereizt durchs Entzücken. Anrufins, all erleichtert bin ich. Ausdehnend, Expansion, ausdehnend, ohne Ende, ohne Ende. Ausdehnend, Expansion, ausdehnend, ohne Ende, ohne Ende.
Gek. Mooi.
Dank je.
Mijn vraag is inderdaad... De flamenco zit er heel erg in. Wat voor invloeden heb je nog meer in je muziek zitten?
Ik heb veel metal gespeeld. Dus niet zo veel te horen. Ja. Maar vroeger heb ik heel veel metal gespeeld. Vandaar ben ik ook gitaar beginnen te spelen.
Hmm.
Ik heb klassiek gestudeerd een tijd lang. 4 jaar. En... Ja, ik hield ook heel erg van de Minimal Music, Philip Glass. En dus ook een partij heb ik ook op de gitaar geschreven. En ik heb heel veel jazz gespeeld. Lekker om de, met name Wayne Shorter, is wel geen gitarist, maar een saxofonist. Maar zijn jazzcompositie vond ik heel gaaf om daar ook over te improviseren.
Oké. Okay. Ja. Ja. En hoe zie je dat jazz nu terugkomen in je muziek die je nu speelt?
Soms in harmonie. Soms een lichtende groove, soms een improvisatie-element.
Ja.
En deze twee stukken die al meer flamenco-touch.
Mm-hmm.
En andere stukken die putten weer uit een ander vocabulaire, zeg maar.
Ja, ja, precies, precies. En dus dat vocabulaire, dat gebruik je bij het schrijven van nummers.
Ja.
Begin je met de muziek?
Begin beide meestal. Ja. Kan met beide beginnen, zo gezegd. Soms heb ik een tekst-element en dan ben ik aan het voelen wat wil hierbij klinken. En vaak heb ik iets wat me als muziekstuk pakt. En denk je, wat wil ik eigenlijk met het muziekstuk zeggen? Wat klinkt hier innerlijk? En dan ga ik dan een tekst bij schrijven.
Hmm.
Onderzoek ik eigenlijk ook de tekst. Welke woorden, intenties kloppen bij de muziek.
Ja. Is het voor jou fijn om in het Duits te schrijven vergeleken bij bijvoorbeeld Nederlands of Engels?
Ja. Het klinkt me... Het is mijn moedertaal. De eerste 3 jaar heb ik voornamelijk alleen Duits gehoord. Ik ben in Nederland opgegroeid, maar bij mijn moeder thuis natuurlijk.
Ja. Okay. Ja, want je Nederlands is natuurlijk heel goed.
Dus, ja, Nederland is wel mijn taal, mijn spreektaal.
Ja.
En met Duits associeer ik anders in. En Duits vind ik ook mooi dat je bepaalde dingen makkelijk kunt omschrijven. Alhoewel het Nederlands ook met andere onderwerpen ook weer makkelijk kan. Of met onderwerpen. Soms heb ik een mooie Nederlandse zin en die is niet in Duits te vertalen.
Ja.
Dus zo is het op een gegeven moment de keuze geweest. Dat ik denk, oké, nou ik kies hiervoor. Hierbij klinkt mijn stem ook lekker.
Mm-hmm. Ja.
En de Nederlandse teksten heb ik een paar keer geschreven, ook liedjes bij gemaakt. En op een gegeven moment was het hem dan niet. En dan heb ik dat gewoon na 2 maanden was het weer...
Ja, het paste gewoon niet bij je. Het
paste niet bij me. Dus hiermee moet ik het gewoon doen, zeg maar. Nou, handig af en toe ook in Nederland.
Dat gaat ook heel goed, hoor. Nee, je hebt gelijk. Jouw stem leent zich heel erg voor het Duits ook, omdat je een beetje klassiek geschoold. Je bent misschien niet klassiek geschoold, maar zo klinkt het. Je stem klinkt klassiek. Je zingt met, zoals jij zingt, is een beetje de klassieke...
Ja, is minder poppy, maar meer, iets. Ik weet niet, het komt er zo uit.
Ja, dat is mooi hoor, dat is heel tof. En dat past ook wel mooi bij dat Duits, denk ik dan weer. Dus dat is natuurlijk mijn, hoe ik het beleef. Maar leuk. Wat zou je nog willen spelen?
Het volgende stuk heet Krafttieren. En het is ontsproten in de... Bergen, Zwitserland. Het is een muziekstuk was eerst ontstaan.
Okay.
En het heeft een tijd geduurd totdat ik er tekst bij had. En uiteindelijk ben ik bij 2 dieren uitgekomen. De slang die omhoog in het lichaam omhoog komt. En de draak die ruimte mag innemen, die vuur spuugt. Dus een soort ode aan die 2 dieren die ook innerlijk in het lichaam zitten. En ik moet daarvoor eerst de gitaar voor omstemmen.
Wat voor stemming ga je doen?
De D-stemming, drop D.
Drop D, ja.
dem, was immer schon da ist, schon da
is mooi. Mooi ook die drop D. Ja. We hebben nog plek voor één liedje. Wil je nog...
Dat komt goed uit. Die heb ik ook nog meegenomen in mijn maat. Ja.
Tof. Oké. Okay. Nou, ga je gang. Hoe heet het liedje?
Boymen.
Oké. Okay.
Was können wir von dir für wahrnehmen? Lichtere Leben, du bist uns stets zum Gruß.
Dankjewel.
Dankjewel.
Ja, te gek hoor. Heb je nog optredens in de buurt?
Nee, niet in Amsterdam, niet zo direct in de buurt.
Zou ik een keertje moeten
in
komen?
Nijmegen.
Nijmegen, oké. Okay, voor de mensen die in Nijmegen wonen.
Waar? Dat is 30 maart.
Oké. Okay.
En de Ridderkerk heb ik een optreden.
Oh, Ridderkerk, ja.
Ja. In interesse kunnen ze via Facebook zich aanmelden.
Klausing.
Klausing, ja. Klausing Facebook.
Ja.
Zo te vinden.
Klausing spel je K-L-A-U-S-I-N-G. Oké, okay, nou dankjewel voor het on the show zijn. En voor de luisteraars, tot ziens. We gaan zo weer verder met een nieuwe sessie van een andere artiest. Stel Engelsen of Amerikanen geloof ik, maar dan moet je maar even op Facebook kijken. Tot later.
Ja, dat is wel anders. Vier nummers met de achter elkaar. De laatste nummers was ik eerst nog in de wolken.